Greetings, friends. It's been a while. Welcome back to the Intersection Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Willits. And today, I've got something special for you. I've got a nice little short intro episode, something I really wanted to share with you sooner than later. But I do want you to know the Intersection Podcast is coming back. We've had a lot of transition, as many of you know. Our sort of parent organization, the Telos Collective, has come to an end. And so the Intersection Podcast, which has always been connected to the Telos Collective and the Intersection Conference, the podcast is now spinning off and kind of creating a life of its own. And even though we're not under the Telos Collective anymore, we still hope to provide you these great conversations about leadership at the intersection of gospel and culture, hoping that the same sort of ethos and conversation and really the same sort of heart for ministry leaders will come through on this new iteration of the podcast. And I've got some fantastic news for you coming very soon about all the details for the new Intersection Podcast. So stay tuned. But today, I'm giving you a little preview of the very first interview we did for the new Intersection Podcast. And that interview was with Rich Velotis. Not too long ago, Rich released his new book, Good, Beautiful, and Kind, Becoming Whole in a Fractured World. Now, we had this interview with Rich right before his book was released, but now that his book has been released, we're not quite ready to put that episode out yet, but I wanted to give you a little sneak peek of not only that interview, but just the new Intersection Podcast, my new co-host for the Intersection Podcast, and kind of the new feel of the Intersection Podcast. I thought giving this little sneak peek to our interview with Rich would be a really great way to do that. It also is just timely because you need to go pick up Rich's new book because it's amazing. So just know I've got a couple kind of bonus episodes coming your way very soon. In those bonus episodes, I will be revealing my new co-host. I'll be telling you all about the new plans for this next season of the Intersection Podcast, and just welcoming you back to this podcast community that we have all come to know and love, and hopefully we will continue to grow together and continue to have these great conversations. But today, I've got this sneak peek of our interview with Rich Velotis, where he talks about what it means to be a missional leader in our day, and where he gives us a little sneak peek to his new book, Good and Beautiful and Kind. I hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to releasing more new episodes and introducing you to the new Intersection Podcast. I hope you enjoy this one.
I'm encouraged by a couple of things. One, by the commitment to integration, which I think I'm seeing increasingly among pastors. The commitment to integrating various aspects of just what it means to be human through a lens of theology. And so whether we're talking about psychology, sociology, history, through a lens of theological reflection, I'm very encouraged with that. I'm very encouraged with, and I do think people like my predecessor, Pete, and others like that who have placed a great emphasis on these things, I'm encouraged by a greater commitment to soul health and emotional health. For all of the craziness that we are seeing denominationally, big institutions, there are people who love Jesus and love people, and they're trying to figure out how to live a more integrated life. And I think more and more I'm meeting these people who are trying to do that work. And so that's just one area where, from the leadership perspective, I am very encouraged because I think it's happening a lot more than we think. I think people, part of that is people are fatigued, they're tired, they're trying to figure out, in light of what I've called a CPR world, a world marked by COVID, political idolatry and racial hostility, and the convergence of those powers. People are trying to figure out a new way of following Jesus, a new way of being human. And that integrative aspect of it, I think, is very refreshing. And I'm increasingly seeing that.
I love that, just thinking about that encouragement that you see happening, which I think is also an encouragement for folks who are like in their head thinking, geez, how do I navigate the world right now, to think about how do I do some of this integration? So, we've all read The Deeply Formed Life, so we want a sneak peek of the next one.
Yeah, you know, good and Beautiful and Kind, that it comes from that that title is funny, because there's James Smith, who I love his writings, and he's written a lot of Good and Beautiful God, Good and Beautiful Church, just wonderful. And that title comes from Langston Hughes's poem, Tired, where he says, I am so tired of waiting, aren't you, for the world to become good and beautiful and kind. Let us take a knife and cut the world in two and see what worms are eating at the rind. And that, that's one of my favorite poems from Hughes. And I thought, that's what the world needs right now. What's good and beautiful and kind? And so that language, let's take a knife and cut the world in two and see what are the worms in our society. So the book is essentially three movements. The first movement is, what are the worms beneath the rind? And I write about sin, but from a perspective that I think might be fresh. You know, the idea is, if the greatest command is love, the greatest sin must be a failure to do so. And so I'm writing about sin as failure to love, and the way that it leads us into incurvitus in se, you know, to be turned in on oneself. And so sin, powers and principalities, and trauma. So that's those are the first kind of third of the book, where these are the forces behind our fractures. And then the next part of it is, what does it mean to respond? What does it mean to cultivate a life that is beautiful and good and kind, that resists those fractures? And in that, the next third of the book, I write about contemplative prayer, humility, and cultivating calm presence, really differentiation. The last part of it is, what does it mean to embody that? What does it mean, you know, okay, we're giving ourselves to contemplative prayer, to a life of humility, which I think I'm offering some, maybe some reimagining of what that word could be, and calm presence. And the last third is, how does it get embodied through us, through conflict, through forgiveness and justice? And so, you know, naming the fractures, walking a better way, and embodying that in our lives. And I just did the reading, the audiobook reading earlier this week, so it's fresh on my mind, and I do think it'll be helpful to some folks who are trying to think about what does goodness, beauty, and kindness look like in a world that's often marked by meanness and ugliness and all the rest.
All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek of our first episode of this upcoming season of the Intersection Podcast. That interview with Rich will be coming out hopefully here in just a couple weeks. But until we get there, like I said before, we've got a couple bonus episodes. And in those bonus episodes, I'll kind of reveal what the new season's going to look like, what the new Intersection Podcast really is going to look like. But for today, hope you enjoyed this. Hope you're on your way right now, if you haven't already. Hope you're on your way to go pick up Rich's new book, Good, Beautiful, and Kind. And I can't wait to join you in the new season of the Intersection Podcast. My name is Eric Willits. Looking forward to it. Peace, friends.